First off, how have the last couple of days been going for you guys, and when you got a chance to watch the film, what happened last Saturday?
After watching the film, it was disappointing, just like every loss is. We could have played a lot better. We had a lot of opportunities to win the ball game. But, it didn't turn out that way. So, we just got to move on. And then it was frustrating, last couple of days because, it's just dealing with a loss. But, you got a good team coming in Saturday. And you got a great opportunity to come out here and play well against a good team and hopefully get the win.
Teams are passing pretty well against Iowa this year. Why?
I think that we're just not doing a good enough job of competing against the receivers. We started to play a little man or whatever, and I think the coaches put us in a great defense. But I think that us players, we're not executing as good as what we should, and that just comes down to competing.
Talk about punt returning. Do you feel completely comfortable back there most of the time?
Yeah, I feel comfortable. There was one last game. Got away from it at the end, but other than that, yeah, I feel comfortable.
Instruction you get, try to fair catch a lot or get away from a lot. Is it, what kind of instruction?
Just field the ball cleanly and don't turn the ball over. That's the number one thing coach tells me. And if we can get yards after the catch, that's good. But if I fair catch, it's the offensive ball no matter what, wherever I catch that. So he just says no turnovers.
When you guys were at the hotel on Friday, mm-hmm. or nights before games and Saturday morning, do you poke your head outside to look at how windy it is or what's going on?
No, I don't really do that till game time. When I'm catching punts before the game, the coaches tell me, I'll line you up there, this place, or 40 yards away from the ball, or whatever. So, I don't do that. I just wait till before the game starts.
Do you notice any major differences between Denard from a year ago when you guys played him to now?
He's a more experienced player. He's a smarter player, and his athletic ability is tremendous. He can get out there and he can run, and you just gotta be able to contain him. With a lot of quarterbacks we played this year, we did a horrible job of containing him, and this could be the best one of them all. So we just gotta take this challenge, go into it, and be prepared.
How difficult is it as a cornerback not to freelance a little bit when you're on the outside? Meaning, instead of playing the straight defense, but mm-hmm. to feel like it's a one-on-one competition and kind of run with the receiver.
Yeah, you said, is it difficult to freelance?
Is it difficult, yeah, when you see something, but you're not supposed to do it mm-hmm. and kind of do your own thing.
That comes along with knowing the defense and knowing when you can do that and when you can't do that. There's opportunities where when we're man up, we're supposed to have this guy or whatever. But I think the more freelancers comes when it's zone coverage and you can just read the quarterback. That's the best I can answer that question.